Now, speaking in Temple Moor at a Garda passing out parade today, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris was asked if he agrees with the PSNI belief that the Provisional Army Council of the IRA oversees both Sinn Féin and the IRA.
Well, I'll say a couple of things. One, on national security matters and matters around security of the state, it's my obligation to report those into the government, and as you would expect me to do in the first place. Also then, we have contributed and continue to contribute to the IRC reporting on the status of various paramilitary groups, and we would hold then with their opinion on these matters. But also, I am aware of the PSNI and the British Security Service's assessment, and we do not differ from that view.
We do not differ from that view. That was Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking this morning. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, joins us. And Tommy, we were talking earlier about the very pointed exchanges between Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil last night in which the Fianna Fáil leader was saying that certainly his belief that Sinn Féin is not a political party like others and its connection with the past was certainly one of the reasons that he wouldn't discuss going into government with them. So a lot of significance in the context of this question to Drew Harris today.
Well, yeah, in some respects, it seems to me that there's an element of shock, horror. Sinn Féin exists and its background, its links to the IRA, the journey it has been on for many, many years. And I think so much of the attention I was coming on Sinn Féin because of the polling and the support it received in the recent general election. I suppose there's also the realisation that, you know, these people who had the tricolour so prominently in so many count centres, that they're a new force. But for people living in Northern Ireland, for politicians practising their craft in difficult circumstances here, there's no surprise in any of this. Mm-hmm. If you just say, for instance, look at the language that Drew Harris used there. He said that they oversaw Sinn Féin. What does that mean? Does it mean they controlled them? I don't think he's going in any way to suggest that. I think if you look at Drew Harris's history, what happened to his father, the fact that he joined the RUC, then the PSNI, that he worked with Sinn Féin people as a senior PSNI officer, that in recent times Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill took the step of going to a PSNI recruitment announcement, and that was a new development. And also, if you said the look at the journey that Sinn Féin, I suppose, yes, really, it took a dramatic turn, Onion, as far back as 2004, 2005, after the robbery of the Northern Bank, after the murder of Robert McCartney, when there was this recognition that there's no way you can have the Armalite in one hand, the ballot box in the other. And it ended then, and that was the price of going into government with the DUP, and has been the price since. There is that uncomfortable...
Sorry, Tommy, but it's also worth pointing out, isn't it, that in the PSNI assessment about the Provisional IRA Army Council overseeing both the IRA and Sinn Féin, it also acknowledges that that same Army Council is devoted to exclusively to politics, to peaceful means at this stage. And while there are elements involved in smuggling and violence and so on, that's not the purpose of this oversight.
If you go back to, say, the time of Albert Reynolds, there was talk that at some stage the IRA would become an old boys network, that people would continue to meet. There was always the recognition, say, in the past 10 years, that there was some sort of structure still in existence. The people haven't died. But have they gone to different things? Like, for instance, the person who announced the IRA was ending its arm campaign in 2005 was a man called Seán Ó Walsh. I saw him one day recently. He's the chief executive of the James Connolly Centre on the Falls Road in Belfast. Are there still untidy elements of republicanism involved in gangsterism and killing? Yes. Are they called dissidents? Yes. Is it a stick that's used to beat Sinn Féin at times? Yes. Will that continue to be the case? Yes. But is there hard evidence that there is this controlling organisation called the IRA dictating the policy of Sinn Féin? I don't think the DUP or the Ulster Unionists would be in government here if that was the case.
Tommy Gorman, Northern Editor, thank you.